You're listening to SBS News.
After almost a year of negotiations, a team of 10 experts from the World Health Organization is set to arrive in China to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The investigation was delayed by a week after China suddenly announced a hold-up over entry permission. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says he's pleased that those hurdles have now been overcome.
This is important not just for COVID-19, but for the future of global health security and to manage emerging disease threats with pandemic potential. We will share more news as we have it, but let's give this team of scientists the space to work with their Chinese counterparts effectively. And let's wish them all well.
WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan says it's important to keep expectations low and let science be the guiding factor in the investigation rather than politics.
It is about finding the scientific answers about that very important interface. And the interface between the animal kingdom and the human kingdom, it is an absolute requirement that we understand that interface and what is driving that dynamic. We are looking for the answers here that may save us in future, not culprits and not people to blame.
The pandemic has infected more than 90 million people and killed more than 1.94 million since China confirmed the first death in the central city of Wuhan a year ago. China has largely brought the virus under control, but is tackling a number of local infections with aggressive lockdowns in the Hebei province surrounding Beijing and also in the Suihua city of the northeastern Chinese province of Heilongjiang. In other parts of Asia, large orders are being placed in Indonesia and the Philippines for the Chinese vaccine Sinovac. Penny Lakito, the head of Indonesia's Food and Drug Monitoring Agency, says regulatory approval was granted after the results from locally conducted late-stage trials in Bandung, the capital of Indonesia's West Java province.
An efficacy rate of 65.3% from the clinical test shows there is hope that this vaccine can decrease the rate of COVID-19 infection by 65.3%. Preventing infection at this rate means this vaccine is very meaningful in our effort to control the COVID-19 pandemic, in addition to the physical distancing and mask-wearing measures.
Indonesia is struggling to contain the worst coronavirus outbreak in Southeast Asia, with over 830,000 people infected during the pandemic. Sinovac has shipped 3 million doses to the country, which plans to inoculate 181.5 million people by March 2022. In the Philippines, a deal has been signed with Sinovac for 25 million doses. The country is aiming for a mass vaccination campaign next month when the first batch of 50,000 vaccines from Sinovac arrive. The goal is to vaccinate more than half of the country's entire population of about nearly 32 million by this year. The Philippine Food and Drug Administration has yet to approve any COVID-19 vaccines as it evaluates late-stage trial data. The country's total number of COVID-19 infections is almost 489,800, with 9,416 virus-related deaths. A relentless third wave of COVID-19 in Malaysia has prompted Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin to announce a strict two-week lockdown for most parts of the country. Non-essential businesses will shut and stay-at-home orders will be in place for residents in six regions, including Kuala Lumpur and the wealthy states of Johor and Penang. Mr. Yassin says all interstate travel is banned.
At this point, health facilities would no longer be able to sustain the increase in cases of more than 2,000 cases per day. Our healthcare system is at a breaking point.
A total lockdown is being imposed for 11 days in Lebanon. The country has experienced a 70% jump in cases over the past week, one of the world's steepest virus increases. Daily infection rates have hovered above 3,000, hitting an all-time high of over 5,000 last week. In the largest public hospital in Beirut, Rafiq Hariri University Hospital, Nurse Therese Goba says there are not enough beds for patients. When we started, we did not think that we will reach this point. We used to hear about France, America, and we thought that we will not reach this stage, thinking that maybe the coronavirus there is different than the one we have here. In South Africa, the country went back into partial lockdown last month as it faces a second wave driven by a more contagious variant of the virus. The more than 1.2 million reported cases in South Africa accounts for more than 30% of the total recorded in Africa. More than 33,000 people have died in the country from the virus. Hospital admissions are at their highest since the pandemic began, with over 15,000 patients. One third of those are on oxygen. President Cyril Ramaphosa says gathering limits will remain in place for the foreseeable future.
At a time when people need both material and spiritual comfort, it is indeed unfortunate that the restrictions on religious and other gatherings have to remain in place for the moment. We will continue our discussions with our religious leaders on how best to worship in congregation while working together to preserve life.
Zimbabwe has banned families from transporting their dead relatives between cities to limit the spread of COVID-19. Mr. Ramaphosa says limits are being imposed on land border traffic with restricted access at 20 border checkpoints until mid-February. He urged South Africans to hold on to hope as the country prepares to receive a first batch of vaccines this month, with a total of 20 million doses expected to be delivered over the first half of the year.
I call on all South Africans to be part of the monumental undertaking to roll out the coronavirus vaccine. Although it will be difficult, it will be complex, and it will at times be very frustrating, it is vital that we do this together for the sake of our country and for the well-being of all the people in our country.
The country aims to vaccinate two-thirds of its population, around 40 million people, in order to achieve herd immunity by the end of 2021. In the Western Balkans, Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama has accused the European Union of leaving the region behind in the vaccination rollout. Weeks after other European nations began their mass vaccination programs, Albania has only just started its own, after securing 975 vaccines from an EU member state. Mr. Rama says he's glad the country has finally started to administer the vaccine.
We are released from a grave burden, the burden of responsibility of not allowing Albanians to remain last in the queue.
The World Health Organization says more than 40 countries have implemented vaccination programs. But the body's chief scientist, Soumya Swaminathan, says herd or global population-wide immunity will not be achieved this year.
Even as vaccines start protecting the most vulnerable, we're not going to achieve any levels of population immunity or herd immunity in 2021. And even if it happens in a couple of pockets in a few countries, it's not going to protect people across the world. So the public health and social measures which are tried, tested, known to work are important, even as we start scaling vaccines, starting from the most vulnerable and then expanding to cover the whole population.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.